Time for the observation deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Georgia Eye Care.
All right, a story of survival and non-survival. First of all, congratulations to a paraglider who survived a 500-foot fall from the sky when a wind gust caused an issue with his motorized paraglider. So what is a motorized paraglider, and how is that different than a plane?
Well, they're a lot lighter. You rely on the gliding more than you do
technology and
the
stuff.
Engine. They're also called ultralights, and
yeah. But at what point does it cross over and just I mean, isn't a plane something that flies through the sky with fixed wings, and isn't a paraglide a fixed wing?
Yeah, but you're relying on the gliding aspect more than you are with a plane.
I would say all gliders are planes.
See, that's what I would say.
But not all planes are gliders.
That's what I would say. But George is saying they're two distinctly different things. And it's a hill you're willing to die on, which is odd.
I'm not going to die on the hill. You just asked the question, is what's the difference between that and a plane? I think there's a lot of differences.
So planes don't glide, ever.
Well, I guess if they lose their engines, they're capable of still gliding.
What about when they throttle down? Isn't that not using the engine and just gliding?
According to the dictionary, a motor glider is a fixed-wing aircraft. It is an aircraft.
And a plane seems to be a fixed-wing aircraft, too.
Whatever the difference, I don't know if it was worth spending 2 minutes on.
No, but it's just interesting to me what constitutes. If you put a motor on a fixed-wing aircraft, then it seems like it's kind of a plane.
Kind of.
But this 52-year-old guy, he fell hundreds of feet, 500,000 feet, through the air when the wind gust hit him and slammed him into the water. People saw this thing happen. Oh, I see what this guy's doing. So this is, he's basically got what looks like a parachute. And he's got a fan strapped to his back, it looks like. That doesn't seem like I thought a paraglider was something that had a skeleton on the actual sail,
right,
if you would.
That's what I envision.
Not like a Halloween skeleton.
Right.
A frame up under it. So, yeah, maybe I was just way off on what a paraglider is. I guess that's the para part. Parachute gliding as opposed to a glider.
Right.
That wasn't worth spending time on either.
No.
Distinguishing between those two. It's not worth it taking time to distinguish between anything.
Well, let's not make that jump.
But we also had that story, what was it, last week, of the dude who tried to base jump? You remember this?
Yeah. The squirrel suit.
Yeah, the squirrel suit, and it malfunctioned, and he just went straight down and sailed into a rock.
Mm.
And he was basically a meat crayon on that rock. It's a big smear, in case someone didn't understand what I was talking about. Paid for my ticket. I can fly what I want. If you pay for two tickets, can you get your wife on the plane? Should you be able to take your wife on the plane if you paid for her ticket? You should, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
What if she's in a wheelchair?
Sure.
Yeah.
What if when you're going through security, the security people have questions as to why she's so motionless?
Oh, no.
No, you should not be able to transport a carcass.
What about when they grab her hand and she seems to be more room temperature than anything else?
Wow.
You ever touched a dead body?
I think so.
I don't know. You ask weird questions.
No, you need to answer.
And you ask too many questions.
No,
answer. It's a story. No. I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't know whether you've touched a dead body.
No.
Oh, yes, I have.
It is so weird feeling.
Yeah. It is.
The skin feels colder than room temperature.
Yes. Because you're used to it being so much warmer.
Yeah. Anyway, so they noticed immediately that something was amiss. This happened in the Canary Islands. Could you point to them on a map?
I believe I could.
South Pacific?
I think. It's over there somewhere.
Weren't there some battles on the Canary Islands in WW2, the big one?
Yeah, I think so.
What's WW2? That sounds like such ancient history. I don't even need to know it.
Yeah, you don't need to know that. It's not that important.
Yeah,
don't worry
unless
about
it has a good app, I'm not really worried about it.
The Canary Islands are off the coast of Africa in the Atlantic.
Oh, whoops.
I was going to guess the coast of Spain.
Yeah, that way.
That way.
And they're not too far from the coast of Spain. They're off Morocco.
Yeah, Spain kind of dips down there, right?
Yeah.
In Barcelona down towards that end of Spain?
No, it's northeast part. On the Mediterranean.
Oh, God. Oh, whoa. So this guy, they asked him, they said, dude, your wife is dead. And he said, she passed away several hours ago here at the airport. Hey, so do I have to take off my belt or do we have to do shoes here?
Are you really worried about anything that dings on her? I think she's good.
She ain't going to do nothing.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
And so they arrested the man and they're starting to investigate it. Now, he is 80 years old and his wife is old. So immediately arresting the guy, doesn't that seem a little bit weird?
Yeah, he may.
Yeah.
She probably wasn't doing too well to begin with. I don't know whether he put her in the wheelchair after she died or whether she was a wheelchair person, as Corby would say.
Jeez.
By the way, the Canary Islands are Spanish property, in fact.
Okay.
I should have known that. A lot of famous pro cyclists go there for training.
I don't believe in property. Belongs what? To humankind.
Even property?
Yeah.
Jeez, what is wrong
with
humankind,
you this
morning?
Those Canary Islands. Well, are you all about, I like these empires going in and taking over islands?
Yes, that's what I'm into.
That's a weird hill that you're dying on. That hill and then the previous hill about paragliders not being planes.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrested the man. He tried to wheel his dead wife onto a plane.
Gosh.
At the same time, do you know how many times we've probably flown with a dead body?
Down below.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a little creepy, isn't it?
Yes.
And do the airlines, should we start having a law?
Start having
that,
a law.
That airlines have to disclose.
No.
When you're flying with a dead body. Why?
What difference does it make to you?
Well, if it makes no difference, then why can't they just tell me?
I think if they had that law, if we started having that law, that nobody would ever change their flight. They'd just be a little creeped out by it. But it's not going to cause anybody to change
a flight. At least
that's
informed. I want informed consent. That's what I want. If I'm flying with a dead body.
Talk about weird hills to die on.
And there's all that power underneath me like that, then I want to know.
Why are the two of you dying on weird hills this morning?
His is the weirdest.
If they announce at the beginning of the flight,
we're just going to be about 3 hours to Phoenix today. Just to let you know, we got 32 dead bodies in the cargo hold right now.
Okay, now if they said 32.
The stewardesses will be by to serve you here in We don't call them stewardesses anymore. I wonder why we don't call them stewardesses anymore.
Geez.
You guys ever think about that? Are you a bunch of snowflakes back there in the economy?
It's political.
Jeez.
We'll be landing in Denver in 2 hours and 10 minutes. And by the way, got a stiff one down below.
Appears to be someone who died in their 60s. I'm looking at him right now.
Got a camera on them and make sure they don't come back to life.
They should tell us. It's unfair that we don't know.
You don't need to know. Just
Okay.
Mind your manners, get on the plane, and shut up.
Gosh. Why are you against consumer rights? That's a weird hill for you to die on this morning. If someone gets killed in a home and there's a murder in a home, do you want to be informed of that?
Well, I think you have to be, right?
Well, yes, because we began to have a law about it.
Yeah. Well, that's different.
Well, why is it different?
Because you're living there. You're going to be on this plane for 2 hours.
Yeah, but it's not
who
even
cares?
In there anymore.
Who cares?
Ghosts. And you want to know about somebody who just happened to be dead in there before.
Ghosts.
Not even in there now. I want to be informed of I'm in a place that actually has a dead body in it at that moment. That's only fair. It says it in the Bible. Ben Franklin said it in the Bible.
As he was fighting dinosaurs.
Yes. All right. You ever thought about going into the funeral business?
No.
Like, if someone tells you that,
no.
Why? Why do you respond so strongly as if that's just a sicko job?
No.
Remember we had a P1 on from Abilene, I think, who ran a funeral home?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I've never thought about going into the funeral business.
We depend on them, but if you ran into a young person and you asked them, okay, what are you going to college for? What you studying and everything? They said that they were going to be a mortician or something related in that field. Would you think that's strange? I bet you would. I bet your intuition goes, huh, it's a little odd, and that you raise an eyebrow of suspicion of that person who is doing something that's very noble, but yet we always think that it's weird someone wanting to go into that business. Why is that?
I don't think it's strange wanting to go into that business. I think it's strange to go to college for that business. I don't think they have a mortician department at University of Texas.
You're into people being uncredited that are going into the funeral business. You don't think that they should have any training or certificates or anything?
Of course they should, but I don't think you're acting like this is something that can happen to the average freshman that enrolls at Oklahoma State.
Can happen to them.
I'm in business. What are you in? Oh, I'm going to be a mortician.
I bet you that you can take classes and learn how to go into the funeral arts.
Can I'm sure take there's college courses to be in the funeral arts?
Not my wording.
This says, yes, you absolutely, this is AI.
Okay.
Yes, you absolutely take college courses in funeral arts or mortuary science to work in the funeral industry.
Interesting. Okay.
Typically earning an associate's degree in funeral service.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. I guess it's out there.
Didn't know that.
So I would appreciate, I would demand apology right
Don't
now.
Don't say nay.
Yeah, I'm not going to on the day that we just put out the worst ODAC of all time.
This is the greatest one of all time.
Now,
that's a weird hill for you to die on to say that this is the worst.
George might have a little win here. It looks like they are offered by colleges like Dallas Institute of Funeral Service.
Thank you. Yes. Nobody in the Big 12 offers this.
It's an accredited
There's
school.
No way.
They are in the Big 12, aren't they?
No, they're not.
The Commonwealth Institute of Funeral Service.
That's a former Southwest Conference.
No, they're
school.
In the ACC, but that's still not a big school.
They ever won a natty?
No, they've not won a natty.
Not in football.
So, you know what? You're both right.
Thank you.
Gordon, you can take college courses, but George is right. Doesn't look like they're offered at UT or Oklahoma State.
I don't like both being right. I want to be the only one.
All right. That is the ODEC. What a weird ride
that
was.
Yeah, it's finally over.